We are back. It's been a long time, hasn't it, Catherine?
It has been. How long has it been? I assume you've been keeping track.
Mildly. So it is almost, I think it's been almost a month. I think a little over a month since our last episode dropped. But it's only because I was moving, you know, it's been a while, you know. Sorry for the long wait. I just got a new house, new room, new life, same wife. Lol.
And if you want to know Jason's address, give this podcast 5 stars. So we'll drop it.
Yeah, give it 5 stars. I will dox myself. Yeah. I will dox myself. So make it happen. Please don't make it happen, Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie.
Are you saying you don't want us to get 5 stars?
This is my intro.
I would like some 5 stars. I don't want to get doxed.
Well, no. Come on. Sounds like you don't want to have fun.
Sounds like you don't want to be a star.
This goes both ways, guys. This goes both ways.
You don't want to be the next Joe Rogan.
I have to move to Texas to talk about
smoke
nitrous.
With Elon Musk.
So wearing masks is a fraud, right? That's him. I'm getting my vaccine soon. I'm getting it tomorrow.
Same. I'm getting mine on Monday. That's exciting.
That's sick. What about you, Jackie?
My job is offering vaccines for
awesome.
Its employees, so I signed up through that. So hopefully I'll know more soon.
Bless up. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So Catherine, it has been a long time. What has been annoying you this past month, really? I saw that and I was like, we're not cutting whatever it is you're about to do. We're not cutting that. Excuse me.
I should have done it. What's making you mad, Catherine?
I have a shitty roommate.
Yeah.
Don't talk about your wife like that.
You know what's been annoying me? Babies making noises.
Babies.
Yeah, like today at my job, there was a baby just whining, making all kinds of noises, and so I left the room, went to the opposite side of the other room, which is a pretty big area space, and I could still hear it. It was just piercing. Every time a child walks into my department, I'm like, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to.
That's amazing.
So children / babies / toddlers are just real, just
existing.
They're very annoying to me. They just grind my gears. The existence of anyone under the age of 10 really just grinds my gears.
I feel that, you know. So with getting my vaccine soon, I was just like, oh, maybe we'd take a road trip down to Atlanta or some shit.
Ew.
That'd be fun.
Sleep on the couch.
Yeah, we'll sleep on the couch.
You and Karina share a twin bed.
Yo, fuck that.
We never get a real couch.
Oh, yeah, Catherine's gonna hook us up with a real couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys don't know what furniture is, which is, like, hilarious.
I have a coffee table now.
Oh, oof. Whoa. Slow down. Whoa.
We have a TV.
Slow your roll. So some news. Britney Spears has seen her documentary.
I've heard about this.
She was saddened by it. She was very sad by it.
Was it really her?
I mean, she posted it on her personal Instagram.
You don't think that they could have control of that?
I don't think so. You know, she's literally dancing in every fucking video and post. So, like, I really don't think, like, I really feel like it's like the, like, how they theorize, it's like mild cry for help. Like, it's all like a big code, you know? So, you know, I think it hit her on multiple levels because it's just having to relive trauma like that. It's just like,
yeah,
it's going to hit you in so many different ways.
I don't believe it, though. Until I see it come out of her mouth. And even then, I'd be like, who's behind the camera?
But
like,
then when
Jackie doesn't think COVID is real.
Whoever said that?
Jackie did, apparently. She was just like, I don't believe it.
I was like, because I want to believe Britney, and Jason's like, COVID denier.
Flat earther.
I want to see Britney actually say it.
You want to? Yeah, same. Some crazy shit happened yesterday. Not too crazy, but I was chilling at work. And on the screen on CNBC, where they talk about stocks and finance, Paris Hilton stonks. Paris Hilton was going to show up. And it's like, oh, Paris Hilton, entrepreneur and reality star, Paris Hilton. I was like, what in the fuck? And so I asked, like, our boss, like, can we record this? Mm-hmm. Is it possible? She was like, no. I was like, fuck. But she talked about NFTs. She talked about creating entrepreneur opportunities for women and how she had a charitable, like, you know, blockchain on, like, whatever, like, the NFTs are. I still don't. I haven't learned a lot about them. So if you would like to learn more about NFTs, this is the wrong podcast. Because I do not know what they are completely.
Like, I have no idea what you're talking about personally. Yeah.
I'm still confused on, like, wait, Paris Hilton went on CNBC to be filmed, and then you asked your boss if you could film her, and then she was like, no.
No, if we could record it, like, off of one of our channels at work to, like, record live feeds. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, oh, the internet's going to have it anyway. But I was just kind of joking. King of the Hill is being rebooted / revived by the original creators, which is kind of exciting.
Interesting.
Because I love that show.
I'm intrigued to see where that goes.
Yeah, I know there's just going to be a lot of, like, the elements of, like, our culture now thrown into King of the Hill, which is, like, super mundane white people living in Texas.
Well, that's what I was worried about. I was like, they're gonna have to grapple. There's gonna be, like, a Trump episode where, like, one of the neighbors is, like, Trump obsessed, and then, like, they have to deal with that. Or maybe they agree with him, because we don't know.
I don't think they would. I think, like, Hank Hill is very much, like, not... He wouldn't be a Trumper.
No, he's a like, moderate. He's complicit.
He's very much a moderate.
Yeah,
he's complicit. He's like, as long as I didn't vote for him, but well, I do like his, you know, finance.
Well,
he's a businessman.
He's really well. He's really loud, Bobby. He's just like, he just wouldn't. I don't think he'd be involved. Also, like, I forgot to do this last time. Shout out to Savannah Banana, who left an amazing review on Apple Podcasts. That, like, it almost made this podcast worth it. You know, almost.
Can you read it?
Yeah. So it says, I was born in 1995, and this podcast takes me to my happy place, especially since you guys are so funny and have great personalities. Smiley face heart emoji. I've been binge listening. That's crazy.
Ew.
Like, binge listening to you and me.
Can you imagine? Like, I would get so sick of us.
Dude,
you're welcome, Savannah.
You're so welcome.
I've really been a crucial part of this podcast.
You have been. We couldn't do this without
editing,
you, Jackie.
Coming up with all the topics.
Yeah.
We really couldn't do this without you. 100%. Did you know Jackie actually runs the Instagram page?
Yo, that's crazy. I had no idea.
She doesn't, though. She doesn't.
Okay, so holy fuck. Awesome. So, to segue us, guys, I think it is time that we talk about... the 2000s. Legendary!
For those who are listening, Jason, that dramatic pause was Jason vaping. Like Joe Rogan!
Guys, hold on. I wish I was like 200 pounds heavier.
You know,
and
what?
Like, bald head.
You know what? I can't do this fucking podcast anymore. I can't do it.
Uh-oh, Catherine's walking away.
The breaking point for me.
So, story time. Small story time before we hop into our list. So, this is a CBD vape. And as you know, and as you can tell, I have anxiety like crazy. And so, they were having a sale because there's reason laws passed that make it harder to sell vapes and shit. And so they were having a massive sale, and these were like $9, and they were originally $30. And so I got two, and my wife was just like, but don't you laugh at people who vape? I was like, yes. But this is for my anxiety, and
that's what
whatever.
They all say.
It's your emotional support vape pen.
It goes along with the dog. All right. Top 10 Disney Channel original movies. Now, these are our personal top tens.
Wait, did you guys not do 10 roll credits? Like eight.
Well, yeah, I edit that in later.
Yeah. I thought Jason always says it, and then you do it.
Yeah.
No,
let's talk about the 2000s.
Yeah.
Then I put the music in later.
Yeah. What if you use this? The vape was the segue. The vape was the segue.
What if you use this?
Nothing's wrong with me.
Sure, I'll put that in there.
Sure. All right, so top 10 of our DCOMs. Then afterwards, I will be reading the official list, but that's all based off numbers of viewership when they premiered.
Hmm.
So there's an official top 10. So who wants to start at number 10?
10 is so many.
It is so many.
10 is a lot.
5.
I can start at 10, if you would like.
Go ahead, Jason.
All right, so my number 10, great movie, mild sexual awakening for me, Wish Upon a Star.
Ew. Ew, I immediately hate it that you said that. That's how you set it up.
I know. I was just like, this is going to be so weird.
Ew.
But awesome fucking movie, because, yeah, Freaky Friday prior. It's just like, I love that kind of like...
Oh,
role reversed, role switching.
It set the precedent for like, well, Freaky Friday, technically the original wasn't it with Jodie Foster? It was like in the 70s, but Freaky Friday before the Lindsay Lohan one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this was between two sisters, you know, one's the popular girl and one was like the nerdy emo girl.
I remember that movie because there was a scene where. After they switch, like the short, like nerdy sister dresses up in like a dominatrix outfit.
Yeah.
She's actually Katherine Heigl.
Yeah.
And then she goes to school in like latex and like a whip.
Mm-hmm. And that was to like embarrass her.
Yeah, but I feel like it brings up the questions of like consent because it's like you're doing something else with someone's body. Like the nerdy girl who's in Katherine Heigl's body. Was like making out with Katherine Heigl's boyfriend. And
yeah.
It was like, is that a hickey? It's like, yeah, you're really just cucking your sister, aren't you?
And it was hilarious because she didn't know how to drive stick. And so like they took forever to get to school because she didn't know how to drive stick because they drove a Jeep to school.
Was it the latex girl that was the sexual awakening, Jason?
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, it was just the teachers in school, the background extras.
It was that one girl in scene 5.
Yeah.
All the way in the back.
It was the mom and the dad.
The mom and the dad, dude. Firehouses. Firehouses they were.
Yeah. A young Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, pre Grey's Anatomy, Katherine Heigl.
My number 10, I think I'm pretty steady on, is Lemonade Mouth.
Yo.
I actually never seen it.
I've seen half of it. I've never seen
honestly, don't remember it well. I remember I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I remember it's when I was unknowingly first introduced to Hayley Kiyoko.
Oh, no.
Like, it's literally in this list purely on her haircut in this movie.
I hate hearing her name.
Do you know what her hair looks like in this movie?
Side-swept bangs.
Side-swept bangs with, like, highlights. Like, it's atrocious, and I love it.
Wowzers.
You know what? My top 10 is going to be after the years. So I'm just literally going to go through it each year.
You just list off every DCOM.
Yeah. I'm starting off with the year 2000. I really want to include Smart House. That's going to be later.
Oh,
it's 99. Smart House was great. 2000. The Color of Friendship, which teaches children about racism and how unchill it is.
It's actually a good movie, though.
It's a good movie.
It is a very good movie.
It's really serious. Let's see. Mari and Piper, one from the United States and the other from apartheid South Africa, who learn about tolerance and friendship.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you thought American racism was awful, it's like, you should have experienced that shit.
Catherine never learned about the horrors of racism.
I never did.
She never watched The Color of Friendship.
Hey, Catherine's like, what's racism?
This is the first I'm hearing
what
of it.
That?
I feel like, what?
Catherine, I don't see color.
Not God. The Color of Friendship.
I just see friendship.
I know, I'm colorblind because I never saw the color of friendship. Oh, I don't know what friendship looks like.
No.
I don't know what color.
Who is she? Who is she?
Free her. Color friendship. I feel like I have one of my very first early memories of it was, like, for some reason, staying up late at night and then, like, it was just, like, on Disney Channel at, like, 3 a.m. and just starting to watch it and just being like, oh, my God, this is so intense.
All right, number nine.
Yeah, chop, we got lots of movies to get through here.
I'm literally
God. That's fine. Kind of a surprising choice to be at number nine, the Even Stevens movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I consider that an event to me because I love that show. Because when they were making a movie, I was like, holy shit.
I forgot I forgot they made a movie.
I really liked them. I never watched the show, but I did really like the movie a lot. Mm-hmm.
The movie's really good. And I think they make slapstick really fun for children, like especially like that age. Mm-hmm. That Shia LaBeouf was really carrying that show, and also a humongous crush on Ren. Like, I love their whole chemistry.
Was this also a sexual?
Yeah, all of these rankings are just gonna be like, who got me the horniest? Shia LaBeouf was your sexual
age. Wait till I started talking about Johnny Tsunami.
Johnny made a tsunami for Jason. Johnny, dude. My tsunami.
Dude.
Tsunami my job.
Oh my God. This is now an After Dark podcast.
But has it not always been? You said Bukkake in the first episode.
DCOM. Surprise, guys. It doesn't stand for Disney.
DCOM, more like DCOM.
Walt Disney.
I'm bleeping that out.
Oh, Walt Disney. Jackie, I fucking hate you, man. That's too good. I hate it so much. So what's your number nine, Gavin?
Oh, great question. Let's pull it up. My number nine is Camp Rock. Is it good? No. Did I watch it a lot? Absolutely.
Oh, Camp Rock.
Legendary.
You know, I was a real Jonas Brothers bitch back in the day, so they were in a movie, and I had to watch it. And I will say, out of all of these, Camp Rock is one of the ones I've probably seen the most. Not the one I've seen the most, but, like, it's out there.
I think Camp Rock is the Avengers prior to them owning the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah,
I, if you really think about it, like, that was a very stacked cast of people they created in their talent pool, and threw them into one fucking bad movie.
They really did.
So
just that Danny, wow,
she's really good.
Like, it's one of those movies that, like, you grow up and you still watch, but not because it's good. You know, but it's still
because
so
it's
much
so
fun.
Good.
It's just so chaotic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Jonas Brothers, now I'm going to be creepy like Jason, for me, is what kickstarted puberty.
Yeah, it really just sexual awakening for
me.
Oh
my God.
You know?
Well, also, that was the summer where they released Burning Up. And I was like...
It was that summer,
so I had Camp Rock, and I had Burning Up to reference, and that was just a lot.
That's puberty, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're literally burning up.
I'm burning up. I'm burning down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your number nine?
My number nine, because I refuse to play this game, because I'm doing it just by year, everyone, so now we're on 2001.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh my, wait. I forgot, Motocrossed! Y'all remember Motocrossed?
Never saw it.
Dude, that's Disney's first foray into gender, like, bending.
Yeah.
Because there's this girl... Let's see, let's read the synopsis real quick. About a girl named Andrea Carson who loves motocross. Despite the fact that her father finds her unsuited for the sport, being that she is, in quotes, just a girl, when her twin brother Andrew dislocates his knee just before a big race, their father is forced to go to Europe to find a replacement rider. In the meantime, Andrea secretly races in Andrew's place with her mother's help. This movie is a loose adaptation of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night.
Ooh, fun.
Ooh.
This movie is also on my list, but I won't reveal at what spot.
Interesting.
But I also love this movie, and it made me want to go ride a dirt bike. Like, it seems so fun.
Yeah. I think you
love a good gender bender.
It is honestly a really great movie that I in hindsight, I am shocked that they even made something like that
in 2001. Like,
yeah,
that really questioned gender and women in sports.
Yeah,
and like, why are certain sports gendered when like you're literally riding a dirt bike? Like, you know, you cannot have to have men and women split up into it, and so.
But they were like, her bazoingas are going to jingle everywhere. We can't have her hopping up and down.
Yeah, she weighs more. It's just like, no, it's just like, you're literally riding a turn. Like, everyone is doing the same hop over because you don't want to crash.
Oh, damn. So, honorary mention to The Luck of the Irish. That's also in 2000.
Honorary mention. Honorary mention.
Shout out to that movie.
Shout out.
Yeah, motocross. Motocross dressing.
Yeah, solid. At number 8 for me is High School Musical 2. Godlike film. Absolutely god tier. There isn't much to say about it.
Just, Miley Cyrus had a cameo.
Had a very slight cameo. She was the garnish to an exquisite dish.
That was like unbelievable because I'm like, oh my god, they exist in the same universe. High School Musical and Hannah Montana.
There is a Disney cinematic universe, and I wish they would embrace it.
Right.
Well, they do when they did, like, crossover episodes, like, with Raven going to, like, the Tipton Hotel with Zach and Cody, and then Hannah Montana was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then with Wizards of Waverly Place, where Raven, like, that's where Raven was over, so they're like, oh, we're gonna need a new person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Selena, come in here. Gotta keep an eye out for Selena.
Selena's. What's your number 8, Catherine?
Cheetah Girls One World. So that was the third one in the series.
The third one?
Yes.
I need to talk about them.
Go ahead. You have far more to say than I do. So.
Dude, that movie is so... Like, the soundtrack... They lost Raven, first of all, which is sad. Mm-hmm. You know, because Raven really was, like, made to be the leader of the Cheetah Girls. She's, like, the founder in all the movies. So she's gone because they were like, Gallery went to college. But even though she was all, like... Her character throughout the first two movies was like, I want the Cheetah Girls to succeed. Fuck college. I don't care. I want to be a star. And then they just wrote her off like nothing. But I will say that the soundtrack, I would argue to say, is probably my favorite of all three movies.
I think I can agree with that, actually. If we're just talking soundtrack,
it's good.
I can agree with that.
It's good.
I don't think... I haven't seen, like, the Cheetah Girls 2 and then that one. I've only seen the first one.
What?
Yeah.
You're missing out.
You're missing out. Oh, my God.
Big FOMO.
That's like
Big
trying FOMO. To eat a burger but only eating the buns.
Yeah, you actually, Jackie's so right, though. You didn't really. Like, you're just scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Not getting to the meat of it all.
Mm-hmm. So what's your 8? What's your number 8, Jackie?
2002.
Let's go.
Oh, that was... Oh, wait. Oh, man. There's this... It's so hard. Oh, wait. I'm going to give a shout-out to Gotta Kick It Up. Shout-out to fucking representation and yes. Latinos leading...
Big gang! Big gang!
Okay, Bad Bunny. J Balvin. But yeah, there was a young executive turned teacher helps a group of young Latina girls find themselves and overcome societal obstacles through their dance.
I've seen this fucking movie. This movie is godlike.
Of course, it is.
God tier.
Although it is a little white savior-ish because it's like America a young executive Ferreira. Turned teacher has to help out like the four brown girls. So that's a little. But at least you know America Ferreira, just a great cast.
Reads one name, great cast.
Great cast. We love it.
This was a great fucking movie. This is a great movie.
Catherine, you don't know about this? You don't know about like, people of color?
Never seen him.
So it would behoove you to know that your roommate is not white.
Wait, what? Jackie!
It's just, what have you been it's just the lighting.
Why haven't you
and
told
also,
me?
Plot twist, I am also not white.
Shit, Jason this is what I... happens. I just found out what racism is.
Oh my god.
No.
Jason and I are just... coming out as non-whites.
As...
You learn something new every day, you know?
It's crazy. I just don't go outside much. This is vitamin D deficiency.
Vitamin Disney deficiency.
All right, number seven. Number seven is a huge rest in peace. Huge rest in peace. The Jet Jackson movie.
Aww.
Huge rest in peace. That dude was so talented.
That's so sad.
An amazing show. An amazing show. Very meta at times because he was a kid actor in a show who was acting in a show about being a spy and then also being a high schooler. And then, like, reality blurs at times. But it's... It was such a fucking great show. And the movie is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it. What was his thing? Like, he was just, like, very tech savvy. What was his, like, he's, like, kid by day, but, like, what else was it?
He was a spy. But he was... Spy. He was a spy, but also he was acting as one on a show in the show. Because he was a kid actor. Yeah. He was a teen actor. Yeah.
That's cool.
The famous Jet Jackson.
Very cool.
Yeah. Very. I love that fucking show, man. What's your number seven, Catherine?
Mine is Cheetah Girls, but the first one.
I was going to pick that one for my 2003. Cheetah Girls, God tier. I love the trend on TikTok where people are taping their phones to their fans and they're going, I can say what I'm thinking. I can dream. What I'm dreaming, and they're just doing like the camera angles, the hand movements.
Oh my god,
that's a good movie.
That's how you break your phone, bro.
Well, we like to have fun, so
yeah. That's true. Sorry,
that's true.
Cheetah Girls won once again. We love diversity. We love representation. Mm-hmm. We love seeing
facts.
It.
Facts, facts.
And also, they made the white girl the poor one.
Yeah, love that.
What a world. We love it when she has nothing.
Raven White is people rich. Poor, the best. Yeah.
Raven is rich with her rich fashion designer parents, and Doe is like, I don't even know what race I am. Because she's like, I don't know my mom. It's like, girl, you're clearly white. But we get it, you're in pain. That's fair.
I don't see color.
I'm like, she might as well have said that. She's like, what do you That's mean? So funny. I can dance. I can't be full white.
Oh my god, that's cool. Amazing.
That's my 2003 movie.
All right, see you, Jason.
All right. So what about yours, Jackie?
Well, hers was also Cheetah Girls.
Don't you love it when men Cheetah listen Girls. To you?
Apologies. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, guys. I get the same shit from my wife. Number six for me is Up, Up, and Away. Have you guys never seen that movie?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, let me look at the wiki page. What year is it from?
It is 2003, 2004.
Wikipedia says no.
It is from the 2000s. It is from the
2000s. Well, describe it for us, Jason.
So it was basically a black family who were superheroes, and their son had no powers. And so they were kidnapped or something, and so he had to go save them.
Is that Sky High before Sky High was a thing?
Well, because Sky High is more of a school, where I think this is more family.
But yeah. Then Sky High, he was like, oh my god, our son doesn't have powers.
All right.
And so then, like, he had to go help them at the end.
Well, that's like that one anime, isn't it? Sky High.
What? You mean My Hero Academia?
Yeah. It's like Sky High, but anime.
Oh. Fucking asshole.
Well, you know what it is? No, this movie...
Season 5 is out now.
This movie, so. I guess, was the blueprint for Sky High, then.
A little bit, yeah. It definitely shares a lot of the same themes and plot.
Before it got whitewashed.
No, this is definitely a really great film. Fucking Eagle, man. What a legend. Yeah, but he goes to save his family. And his parents are, like, a part of the Justice League. And he has to go save them. Hmm. You know, he's powerless. So he dresses up as a superhero because he wants to be one. They're just like, oh, but you don't have any powers. You can't be one, blah, blah, blah. Ooh. And so, you know, he overcomes these obstacles and saves his parents.
Exciting.
I think it's how it went. Also, if you look on their wiki page and in the plot summary, you can see the term CD-ROM.
Why?
Triggering. Because you don't use CD-ROMs anymore.
I thought that was like they. I thought you meant like that was like a typo for them trying to say
D-bomb. No.
That'd be funny though.
No, we just yeah.
Well, my number six is High School Musical.
Woo!
I clearly remember the first time I ever saw High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was all very popular, and I'm like, I don't know what you people are talking about. And
I'm not like the other girls.
I'm there my horses.
I went to a... Shut up. Let me tell my story! But I went to a sleepover for a friend's birthday party, and one of them was given High School Musical, so we watched it, and then we watched it again and again and again.
Oh my god.
And then I was hooked.
And that was the sexual awakening.
You're I know your voice got higher.
I got hooked.
Oh my god.
And then I remember everyone was so obsessed with Troy, and I remember like I'd go into like a department store, and there'd be like a nightgown with Troy's face all over it. And I was like, remember being young, being like, I don't get these girls and their obsession. Why are they so obsessed? And now I've grown up and I realized I'm gay.
Yeah, and then it turns out you're
and that's why.
Oh my god. Wait, that's crazy.
Catherine was like, I'm a cordon bleu, ma'am.
Yeah. Back then I was like,
wait, what did you call him? Cordon bleu?
I call him cordon bleu.
What? Don't disrespect Corbin Blue.
I know. Rest in peace, dude.
Also,
rest
that's really creepy that they had Zac Efron's face. Who's he's very
face
young at the time.
On, like, on a girl's nightgown.
Little kids' clothing.
And, like, pillows and stuff, too. Yeah. Eek. They but really that, rode that.
It's a fucking industry,
they
man.
They really rode it, huh?
Yeah, they, yeah.
They were doing nefarious things to poor Zac Efron's face.
Honestly, probably.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Zac Efron.
Rest in peace, bro.
Oh, am I going?
Yeah.
I was literally just watching Pixel Perfect. We're on 2004, yeah, and I'm gonna pick Pixel Perfect.
Pixel Perfect,
starring Ricky Ullman, aka Raviv Ullman, because they made him change his name because they're like, that's too foreign. You're gonna be Ricky. but yeah, he's the cutest Disney boy. I stand that. Stand by that. You know, he was the cutest 2000s Disney boy. Mm-hmm. Very creepy. I just was forgetting of, like, how... Oh, man, can we watch it? I really want to watch the... Jason, do you remember this movie?
Give me a sec. I'm looking at the pictures.
I really want to watch the scene where they have the hologram Loretta Modern perform for everyone. They don't even mic her up. They have her do 10 backflips consecutively in the air, and everyone's just like, woo! That's awesome.
So this is like the Disney version of
Ex Machina.
No.
I think
that
it is.
But also no, there was that 80s movie where they created a woman
Weird
with
Science.
A computer. Weird Science. Yeah,
it's like
it's
the cleaned
like
up
that.
Version of it. Yeah.
Okay,
for
okay,
sure.
Yeah.
Cuz wasn't Weird Science they just like made a sex doll? Wasn't that what it was?
They were trying to make the perfect woman.
Yeah, but for
so,
what reasons?
Yeah. Exactly.
By whose standards?
Exactly.
But just some nerdy ass, some incel shit.
Mm-hmm. But
so.
Yeah, this was like, it's. I think this is like incel light, where Ricky Goldman was like
incel light, like
incel
it's fucking soda.
Oh my god!
Where it was just like, you're everything I wanted you to be, and then she starts having a consciousness when AI starts having feelings. She's like, what about what I want to be? I'm going into the web. And she
so
almost
it's
turns...
literally Ex Machina, because it's just like they,
I know, I
our technology
that.
Will grow a conscience and kill us all.
And then she kind of turns into a slight villain at the end, where like the best friend / pick me love interest, she gets into a coma for whatever reason, and then the Loretta goes into like hacks into her life support system and
oh
wakes up in
God.
Her body. And then it's just like, I don't want to give it back. I want to feel the rain on my skin. And then so they have to convince her, like, no, you can't hold this person captive. You have to let
go. Get out of there, bro. Get out of there.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
That's frightening.
But also, you guys should definitely watch. Nothing's wrong with me.
I've never seen it, so I
definitely
have to watch
it. I really want to go as her for Halloween. I want to wear like an all white outfit and do like
please.
10 backflips in the air. You might find me just a little strange. High kick.
God.
Please do. All right, so top five. So this is when it really mattered. Our top five. Are you guys ready for this shit?
Sure.
All right. So at number five is Xenon. Mm-hmm. The first one, Xenon. Mm-hmm. Unquestionable, classic, flawless. Yeah. Protozoa, the musical performance is legendary.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Zoom. He invented Zoom. Ooh. Precedent for Zoom.
Yeah, he really should have coined that. He'd be a gajillionaire right now. Hmm. Raven Simone in the movie as the black friend.
The designated person of color friend.
The designated hitter for color, Raven Simone.
Yep.
But great movie. Classic. Awesome.
My adjectives. Turn?
Yep.
Mine is Twitches.
Underrated.
Ooh, underrated. I really love Twitches.
Twitches is great.
Love it.
It was a good one. I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it. Not for me. It's been too long since I've seen it for me to have like any detailed like conversation. A lot of this is based off of like I remember loving this movie, but I just don't remember the movie itself super well. I just remember how it made me feel.
Do you want me to tell you?
Go, Jackie. Tell me all about Twitches.
Dude, Ally and AJ soundtrack.
Can you feel it?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Rushing through your hair. That song fucking slapped.
So awesome. Good. And we have the Maori twins. One is I used to really love shit as a kid when it was like sun and moon or like natural elements. Yeah, like yeah. Avatar: The Last Airbender. I was so into that. Yeah. Like, so the fact that one was a sun twin, one was a moon twin. Yeah, yeah. I was just like, ooh,
love it.
That. Yeah. And they have magical powers.
And the whole like yin yang kind of idea, you know, about like opposites but like but the same, you know, yeah, I know.
More Twitches.
I love it. Twitches. Also, what a name, Twitches.
Mm-hmm. Twitches. It, like, the whole movie's about them having, like, weird spasms.
Yeah. Well, they're probably twins, but they just both have seizures.
The whole movie is about, terrible. Like, contracting Parkinson's at such a young age.
Terrible. Jail.
Jail. Canceled. But you guys laughed, so.
Belief, Jason.
In disbelief.
That's what you're gonna say to the court, but they laugh, right?
They laugh, they're complicit. Bad mom.
Well, Catherine said Twitches, and I agree, but I think I'm gonna pick for my 2005 movie, I'm gonna go with the Proud Family movie.
Yeah.
The Proud Family. Love I watched that so family. Many times.
That show is so fucking
and
good.
That scene where they have a dance battle with peanuts. Humanoid peanuts, that lives in my head rent free. Who the fuck wrote that movie where they're like, we need humanoid peanuts and have to have a dance battle?
Yeah,
this movie was written high.
Yeah, I don't remember the movie 100%. Well, but I remember the show so fondly. It was one of the only Disney shows I really watched.
They had a game.
Shut up. You're not an ally.
Oh my god. Ooh,
so number four for me would be the ever so seasonal Halloween Town.
Ooh, yeah.
So
I forgot about that one.
Debbie Reynolds. Like,
that movie triggers me to have a bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like, it just makes me want to do fall shit.
Triggers me to have a bonfire.
Yeah.
You start burning some shit. Yeah.
After watching Halloween Town.
Yeah. No, but it just feels like fall. Like it's just that movie that just feels like fall because it, you know, yeah. Halloween Town. It just, I don't know. It's just a really great feel good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
Yeah. Have you seen the one where they go to college?
And they replaced the lead actress.
Oh really?
Yeah,
they replaced her with Sarah Paxton.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Hmm. I haven't seen that one.
I could not. It was hard to get through.
I was like, "Where's Marnie?" Hashtag like, not my Marnie.
I was like, why are they still treating her brother like a piece of shit when he's 35? I'm just he deserves more respect from all the shit that they've done as a family to this fucking town and saved them multiple times.
Jason's projecting a little.
I think he's projecting.
I think he saw himself in that nerd incel brother.
That poor man.
Just couldn't
also, they recast her, which is just crazy to me.
Well, that's what I was upset about.
It's just
where's Kimberly?
Because when I saw it, I was like, where's
Kimberly?
Where's Kimberly?
Brown? I think that's her name.
Yeah, Brown. And I was like, where's Kimberly Brown? And I'm like waiting 20 minutes. I'm like, where the fuck.
She put you on the map. And all and they like, kept this same exact cast. Everyone else was the same except for Marnie.
Mm-hmm. Fucking is, nonsense.
They did her dirty.
So dirty. That's why the first one's a flawless classic.
I like the second one a lot.
That one's also really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Calabar's Revenge. Da-da-da. Gives me anxiety, but in a good way.
Your turn, mm-hmm. Catherine.
All right. Mine fourth one is High School Musical 2. Woo! The best of the trilogy.
The best
of the best trilogy. Of the trilogy.
I'm waiting for the fourth one. I'm waiting
soundtrack, for the one. Soundtrack slaps. Movie slaps. Again, the High School Musical addiction was there for me. Second one came out. I had the two DVD set. Both had karaoke versions where it would have the lyrics on the screen for you, and you bet your ass I watched those a lot.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Good times. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Catherine also had the Zac Efron rub-on tattoo.
Rub-on?
Yeah, the way you put water on
it. Sounds worse when you say it that way.
The normal people just got temporary tattoos, not rub-on tattoos.
The rub-on tattoo.
I don't like
creepy horror ASMR.
I don't like
it's in your ear. Oh, what's a creepy word to say?
Moist.
I say moist all the time at my job. It's not a creepy word to me.
Moist.
But it's creepy when Jason says it.
I mean, is it the word or is it just Jason?
Both. I think it's also in your ear completely. And I'm like really close to the mic. Chicken parmesan.
See, that's gross. Yes, as he said it.
It's gross.
All right, let's move on. I want to take a nap.
No. All right, damn. You're number four.
2006 was a great year for movies. High School Musical, Cowbells, Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior, Read It and Weep, Cheetah Girls 2, Return to Halloween Town. Mm-hmm. This is a tough one. Stiff competition. Damn, I think I'm going... Oh, man. I really like all of these movies so much. I'm going to have to give the crown to Cheetah Girls 2 with an honorary mention to High School Musical. Mm-hmm. Those both were very important movies to me, and Cheetah Girls 2.
Culturally significant.
The rare time where the sequel, I think, is better than the original movie. Yeah. I think it is better than Cheetah Girls.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. It improves. Mm-hmm. Raven was still there. Good soundtrack and movie. It's my favorite Shakespeare play.
Yep.
Honestly, all you need. Mm-hmm. Number three for me is Motocross.
There it is.
Yeah, as we already talked about that, I fucking love that movie. As my friend said that it's gone. It makes sense because of my lesbian tendencies that I really love that movie.
For you and your lesbian tendencies?
Yeah. And I just laughed.
He does but have some lesbian tendencies.
I mean, he's married to a woman. Gay.
Gay. Gay as fuck, guys.
Wait, you bought a house with a woman? That's gay.
Yo, Home Improvement? Home Improvement projects? I got a hammer right now.
And they have an animal that they take care of now together.
Gay.
Crazy. Fucking gay.
Vape CBD.
Vape CBD drinks soy milk.
Has a
yo, my bubbly?
He's bubbly.
My bubbly is gone. My bubbly is gone. I gotta buy some.
Ow. He's like the broiest lesbian ever. No. My bubbly?
Not my bubbly.
Not my vape pen, bro.
Bro, hop off my pen, bro. Oh my God. What's your number three, Catherine?
My number three is Cheetah Girls 2. Woo! Yeah, which Jackie Holy just shit. Talked about. But I will say, like, in addition to the High School Musical CDs, I also had the Cheetah Girls CDs for 1 and 2.
Love.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. On vinyl?
Ooh.
I wish. I had them on CDs, which nowadays I feel like are the new vinyl, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, they're not. Sorry.
I swear that I'm making a prediction where in like 5 or so years on TikTok, there's going to be like, oh my God, I have my CD collection.
Look, if they're like going to, seriously, if they're going to, because people have gone back into cassettes. If you can get back into cassettes, you can get back into CDs.
So,
laser discs, like, bring them out.
Blu-ray?
But I think vinyls will always be like, the king, because CDs over time will just not work.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Jason's just saying that because he's a record player.
Well, because I have a shit ton of CDs.
I have one record. No record.
I think I've got to get rid of
my
it,
new
though.
Tinder bio.
One record, no record.
No
player.
Record player.
Who's got one?
Well, I'm going to get that tattooed on me. Okay, 2007 was a pretty skinny year.
they spent it all in 2006.
They really did. So 2007, there's only 4 original DCOMs. So out of this, I'm going to pick High School Musical 2.
Yeah, there you go.
Solid.
High School Musical 2. Great, great, great. My second favorite Shakespeare play.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Amazing.
Vanessa Hudgens had her solo, mm-hmm. her dramatic solo of like, I'm going home and I'll only see you on the weekends now. But what about us?
What about everything we've been through?
And what about trust?
You know what about me? Also, Zac Efron was actually singing in this movie. Remember the first movie they didn't let him sing?
The first one, yeah.
He's probably still going through puberty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't hit the same if his voice cracked when he was singing Get
Breaking Free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine being on the golf course. And,
Bet on it. God, there was just so many iconic Bet on It. Fabulous happens.
Fucking Bet
really,
on It
is
the anthem.
Is like it's harder to find a song in that film. And that
Bet on
that
It has to play at my funeral.
So good. Yeah. Also, did you guys see the deleted scene where they do like a racist Hawaiian luau song?
Yes, I did.
With starring Ashley Tisdale. Yes, have you not seen that?
Yeah. I have not seen it.
The name's really long.
Give me a sec.
Yeah, but it's probably. I feel like I wouldn't put past them to just completely make it gibberish because they're like, what? It sounds Hawaiian.
Oh, they probably did.
Yeah.
Because that was on my deluxe edition CD, so yes, I was familiar.
And that was your favorite song, wasn't it?
It's not. Right, thank you.
Okay,
though.
So here it is. It's let's see if I can pronounce this. Hamua hamua nu nukanu kwapa'a. It is.
Wow, king.
Just attempting to say it makes me feel racist.
Island girl. You're such an island girl, Jason.
Hold on.
A Pacific Islander queen you are.
I'm gonna play it. Give me a sec.
Then you better fucking pay Pixel Perfect.
I can't believe this was a deleted scene. Oh shit, this is happening.
Tuesday like this. Huh?
Holy fucking shit. Alright, that was...
Yeah. You know what that scene is? It's a visual representation of like how, you know, like history teachers whitewash world history.
It's also a representation of white people attempting to pronounce an item on the menu they cannot pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So...
That happens to me a lot, and I just point.
Please.
I'm like, I'm not even gonna try.
Expect me to read.
Get me that, please.
Jason, can you read this? That's an enchilada, Catherine. Number two.
Remember who's in power.
Number two, drumroll. It is Johnny Tsunami.
Ooh.
That is such a fucking fire film.
Never saw it.
It's really good, man.
Catherine's not in LA.
I didn't really watch DCOMs.
It's really good.
Especially if there were men in it.
It's incredibly diverse.
But he was a person of color. We don't like white feminism. Non-intersectional feminism.
Yeah,
we don't
Catherine.
Stand.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Catherine.
What the fuck?
Damn.
Horse girl.
I don't watch DCOMs. I was riding horses, man.
I can't stand you.
What the hell is a DCOM?
Please continue. Tell me all about Johnny Tsunami.
Johnny Tsunami is the fucking man. His grandfather, him and his grandpa were real close. His dad wanted him to move out to Aspen for like a better job and a better life, more opportunities than just being in Hawaii. And so he tries to assimilate, and white people obviously don't like a Hawaiian guy. They're just like, can you pronounce your name, dude? And so he attempts to learn how to snowboard to teach these white people that, you know, he's the real fucking deal and he can hang. And then he can't get the hang of it too much, and then his grandpa teaches him. He's like, grandpa, how do you know how to snowboard? And like, he's just like, I don't remember the line. I don't want to butcher it. I don't know. But he was basically saying, you know, it's literally just like surfing, but it's just snow. It's just the same shit. You're just going downhill. Yeah. So chill out, dude. Johnny Tsunami. And then he won a competition, and he beat racism. Johnny Tsunami.
Yep, he solved racism. Also, his best friend. Wasn't his best friend black?
Yeah, his best friend was black.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Two leads that were non-white.
Exactly.
We love it.
And his father, his grandpa, is a Japanese actor that is most famously known for playing Shang Tsung in a Mortal Kombat movie.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's the guy who says, your soul is mine. That's what he's really famous for.
That's the catchphrase from Johnny Tsunami.
Legendary actor. Really great in
this film. You want to know how to surf, Johnny? Your soul is mine.
That's so good, man.
Is it my turn?
I think so.
You're staring at me, so.
It's Catherine's turn.
Look alive, Catherine.
Oh, no. There goes my headphone.
Oh, my boy.
So, my number two is Xenon.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. So, I actually didn't watch Xenon for the first time until I was in college. So, I didn't actually grow up with it, but I watched it in college, and I was like, yeah, this is fun.
This is a good time.
This is a good time, yeah. And that's all I have to say about that. Because we talked about it earlier, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are we at number two or number one? Number two. Dang. Well, 2008 is also a skinny year for DCOMs. Only three movies, Minutemen, Camp Rock, and Cheetah Girls One World.
Oh my god. What are you going to
Never choose? Saw Minutemen. Not even going to consider that. But, dang. The One World, that soundtrack really hits different. But I'm going to go with Camp Rock. Yeah. Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato.
Yeah, very memeable.
Mm-hmm.
Still to this day has a cultural impact.
I'm too cool for you. You think you're hot, but I'm sorry.
We should just rent. Exactly. I think I'll just rent a theater. Instead of playing Cats, I'll just play Camp Rock.
Yeah.
And Camp Rock, too.
Honestly. All right, so number one. The moment you've been waiting for, number one. It is no surprise. I don't think it's a surprise if you know me well enough. Not my number one movie is Brink. If you have ever fucking Brink is untouchable. You Blade Bra?
I've never seen it.
I have no idea.
It's
for the boys. It is
Ugh,
yeah,
it's
gross.
For the boys. It is a really great movie. Pretty diverse, I would say, and it also solidified this 90s trend, this like early 2000s trend of like rollerbladers. This is when like rollerblading was like the hot thing. And they didn't get along with like skateboarders. And there's a scene where they tell the skateboarders, hey, those bladers, blah, blah, they all wrecked your shit. And the skateboarders are easily in their 30s. And they go over to these like teenage rollerbladers and start to bitch on them. And it's like really fucking hilarious. But, you know, it's just a ragtime team that wants to compete with, like, the sponsored team. And they win a competition against them. And it's fun times in Santa Monica, California. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch it someday. Hanging with the boys.
Yeah, Saturdays are for the boys.
Pop open a cold, you know, crack open a cold one
IPA
with the boys.
Catherine is 100% an IPA drinker.
I'm not. I am not. Don't spread that slander about me. My heart's not cold enough for that.
Yeah, she's a lager girl. A law girl.
I am a law girl.
I don't know what any of this means.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Well, my number one, is Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Pulling on my earbuds now.
Wait, Catherine, did you just say Wendy Wu?
Yes.
Wendy Wu, great movie.
Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior. Hello?
You pulled on my earbuds.
Is Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior, that should be a theme for someone's homecoming.
It was honestly like my favorite movie growing up, like one of them for sure. And every time I saw it, that it was going to play on TV, I would just drop everything. And like, that's what I did for the night. So I sat there and I watched that movie. I don't know what it was. Maybe that was my awakening. You know what I mean?
To people of color, to seeing people of color for the first time.
Were there no Asian people in your side, your part of town? Yeah.
Oh my God. No,
and
I mean,
like, wow, Wendy, woo.
But I, but yeah, no, so I loved that movie. And that's another one I haven't seen in a long time, and I kind of want to rewatch it because I have not watched it since I was a kid.
It's fun.
100%, yeah.
It's a fun movie. I really enjoyed that movie as well. Ooh. 2009, also a little bit, kind of half skinny year. There was something called Dad Napped, which I've never seen.
That sounds...
Something called Hatching Pete, which I've also never seen. But we have our two heavy hitters, Princess Protection Program and Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie.
Whoa.
I've only seen parts of the Princess Protection Program, and both movies starring Selena.
Selena.
Two starring roles.
Better watch out for Selena.
Mm-hmm. And so I think I will pick Wizards of Waverly Place, because that's, I remember seeing that movie and just being like, wow, Selena's like a good actor. Look at her crying. Look at her crying during the climax of this
crying
movie.
Which is your inspiration.
Means acting. It's just like, damn, she's
because we're brown. Racist.
Yeah, so that's our top 10. So.
That's not my top 10.
Oh.
I'm not done.
We were lying.
No. Well, I was told you I was just picking one from each year.
So here's the top 10 official highest rated movies on Disney Channel when they premiered. At number 10, so this is in the millions. And number 10, the Phineas and Ferb movie, Across the Second Dimension, 7.6 million people tuned in. High School Musical at 7.7. Cheetah Girls 2 at 7.8. Cadet Kelly at 7.8. Cadet Kelly, guys! Camp Rock 2, the
propaganda
girl boss.
Camp Rock 2, the final jam, 7.9. Jump In at 8.2. Teen Beach Movie at 8.4. Princess Protection Program, 8.5. The Descendants 2, 8.9. I fucking hate that movie, and I have it. Camp Rock. At number 3, Wizards of Waverly Place at 11.4 million people. And at number 1, no surprise, High School Musical 2, 17.2 million people tuned in.
17 million?
17.2
Get
people.
Get out of here.
The craze was real
because,
for High School Musical.
Because when the first one dropped, it was insane. And then once that second one was announced, people lost their fucking shit. And then when...
Because they did it quickly, too.
Within like a year or so?
Within a year.
Yeah, it was just like a year.
Yeah, and people like lost their minds, and then High School Musical 3 was announced to be in theaters, and people lost their minds even more, because it was going to be the end. So now, what I'm saying is, they're definitely going to do a fourth one. They have got to be doing a fourth one.
I want it to be
a
like
reunion?
A reunion, but it's like 20 years later when they have kids and shit. Like, that's what I want.
Like Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron back again on screen to see that, like, they both still have feelings, but they've both gone in separate
directions. Is Vanessa Hudgens okay? Is she?
We're gonna die. But also inevitable?
It's inevitable. So.
Honestly, the fourth one, it's inevitable.
Oh my god, that's a tagline.
It's inevitable. God. It has to be. It has to be.
High School Musical 3 also had some good hits.
I never watched the third one. Although I have seen the scene of his like angry song as he sings through the school.
That's the cringe. He did that before Inception. You know the fucking rotating hallway? The rotating hallway was in that song. Yeah. And then Inception came a year later, inspired by Zac Efron.
I will say that scene is pretty baller, not gonna lie. But I haven't seen the whole movie.
That's true.
Well, you're also missing out, like Jason is with cheese.
I know.
Well, I feel like I got the meat, like I got the patty. Maybe I just don't have any toppings. That's like, it's just the bun and the patty.
You need to get
the... It's like eating a burger without the Raven Simone. Like you're just missing the Raven Simone. That you just have to have. There's no garnish on that Raven. All right, so that is our top 10. Fun times. We're back, and we will be more consistent than having to be a month gone.
Your voice got really high when you said that.
Well, I did this then.
Liar.
All right, so I'm lying. So I am going to switch up the schedule of what we're going to do next a bit because I was going through like my list of what I had in mind. So our next episode, we are going to be talking about the horror and the magic that is the Twilight series. Because
finally,
Jesus Christ,
my time has come.
Oh, because I
have watched the entire series at least 3 times in the last year.
Catherine and I watched. I asked Catherine if we could watch New Moon while we were dying our armpits.
Yeah, we just watched.
Holy
New
shit!
Moon a few weeks ago.
Honestly, that's a mood. I have never seen Breaking Dawn Part 2 until like a month ago, and I have never been more angry in my fucking life.
I like Breaking Dawn Part 2. Controversial opinion.
I'm not like the other girls. I like Breaking Dawn Part
2. You know what?
The first part?
Catherine liking that movie a lot does not fucking surprise me in one bit. One fucking bit.
I don't think it's the best one in the series, but it's one of the ones. One of them.
It is. I'm just really mad that they did not have, like, they did not have the courage to actually pull that off and kill people.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's a vision. I'm just like, what the fuck? Get out of here.
Save it for the next episode, Jason.
Shout out to Michael Sheen for eating up every scene he's in. For chewing off the scenery. Good God.
I said, save it, Jason.
Too much to say.
Nicking my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster.
Best line. Where the hell have you been, Loka?
Oh, my God.
And then to It's a Wolf Thing.
Better hang on tight.
We're going to be talking
about... Did you see the thing that someone found the script and that's not in the script?
Wait, what? What's not in the script?
The line, hang on tight, spider monkey.
Blew my mind.
Yo,
which
amazing.
Means it was either a last minute addition or Robert Pattinson.
Improvising.
What?
He improvised.
Oscar winning actor.
Oh my God. Oscar worthy performance.
Unbelievable. I have 100% peaked my audio a gajillion times in this fucking recording.
Yes, you have.
That's totally fine. But yeah, we'll definitely be talking about vampires, wolves,
werewolves.
Very self-aware acting, and jorts. We're going to be talking about jorts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the over-sexualization of minorities. Because all the brown people in here are super sexy and always with less clothes and seen as merely objects and to be thrown away. Because nobody cares about wolves. People like vampires. Nobody gives a shit that you're a dog.
Twilight is a commentary.
Well, and
on
I would say, but it's not just the wolves thing. But even the one vampire that is black, he also is like never wearing a fucking shirt.
Exactly.
Is he?
Yeah, and also he gets treated like a throwaway character.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like he just like dies.
So it's not just the wolves.
No, it's all the characters of color. You know, because like all the wolves smell. Whenever they're just like, oh, you smell. It's just like, it's very racist.
I love how we're analyzing how Twilight is racist, because now I'm realizing of like, wait a minute, the two, like, the Asian character and the Latina character who Bella was friends with, they had less scenes than Anna Kendrick and that white guy, Mike.
100%.
And Rami Malek and that other girl came in Breaking Down Part 2, and they're supposed to be like, ooh, magical, ooh, mystical, the ancient.
Yeah.
Like,
also,
blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah. Like, it's... Whatever.
I think I need to be there for this next episode.
Yeah, I'll... Yeah.
As a Twilight stan.
Yeah. All right, so we are out of here. See you guys next time. Fun times. Bye. And Richmond High. Peace.
Nothing's wrong with me.